Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's M-O-O-D.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly, and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to Mood.com. That's M-O-O-D.com to get started.
Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's M-O-O-D.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly, and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to Mood.com. That's M-O-O-D.com to get started.
Preparing. Setting it up.
Got it.
Got it. Get it good. And we are live, ladies and gentlemen. What up?
Howdy. Howdy, everybody. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, man. Show 42. What's up?
42.
42 and up 42. What's going on here? It's catching
up. Hey, nice. Our show's I'm 52, so, you know, I got 10 years on you.
And we got 10 more shows till we get there. So look at us, man.
There you go.
Guarantee we hit show 53 before you hit 53 is just how I'm thinking.
Really?
No, actually.
Actually not, because I'll be 53 on July 23rd. So wow. It's coming up.
Yeah. Look at me trying to be cool and say something that was not true.
But, misinformation. Now they're going to put a fact check on us.
They should on that one, but you know, I make a mistake here and there, but we caught it right away and admitted to it, which is unlike a lot of the administration does.
So have you seen the Kansas Attorney General is suing Pfizer because the Pfizer vaccine is not a vaccine, as we've been saying, because it does not cure or prevent the spread of COVID.
So they're not able to be under the law of protection of vaccines, apparently.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he's going to test that theory. He's going to sue them. And if he can sue them, then everybody can sue them. That's going to be interesting for them. They should, because it's not a vaccine. They pushed it on everybody. It's harmful to people. They knew it was fucking harmful to people. And they're trying to say, oh, we didn't know. Bullshit. They fucking knew. And they made people take it. And they're still telling people to take it. Get your boosters. It's insane. It's wild.
Dude, I hope that whoever is like seeing this case or whatever is not like some stupid judge and can actually look at this.
Well, this all started because a judge in that circuit in Kansas, whatever, I think it's the Ninth Circuit, he ruled that the vaccine is not a vaccine for those very same reasons. And now the Kansas AG is like, okay, well, now we're suing Pfizer because you don't have the protection of the Vaccine Act, 1986, because you're not a vaccine. You are a drug, and your drug is harming people, and you knew it would harm people. You told pregnant women to take it. You knew it would harm them. They had miscarriages, damaged fetuses, all kinds of stuff going on. And, you know, here we are, just like we knew. And, you know, it's one of the reasons why I'm so emboldened now to talk about this shit, because This is all the stuff that we knew back in 2020, 2021, because we did our own research, as right. they said, told you not to do, because guess what? Maybe you'd find out this shit and not take their poison pill.
Yeah.
Well, here we are. And millions of people either are sadly, you know, we're duped into taking it.
Yep.
And there's a bunch of people, though, that still believe in it. It's going to have the vax because, well, yeah, it doesn't stop me from getting it or spreading it, but it will reduce my symptoms. There's no research about that. That is complete bullshit. That's what they tell you. That's horseshit.
Not only is there no research on that, it fucks up when you take it, like completely could cause blood clots, spike proteins. Like there's a lot more to it than it just not being a vaccine.
Blood clots, myocarditis, strokes, turbo cancers are on the fucking rise. Infertility is on the rise. Dr. Robert Malone sat on Rogan and said, women, if you take this, the spike proteins are going to destroy your ovaries. All of a sudden, Apple News puts out, oh yeah, there's a spike in infertility, but we don't know why.
When can we do the I told you so dance?
And you know, I'm doing it all fucking day, all the time.
You know what it is? It is a crazy fucking thing. And it's sad that people, you know, took this thing, were duped. But it's also sad that the people that were duped are still doubling down on it, still trying to.
Well, some of them are, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
But you know what I'm saying? It's like, come on now. I'm so happy that this is going on and people are, you know, that state is taking a stand and probably going to be able to prove that an mRNA shot is not a vaccine and is not, you know, able to be under that protection that the vaccines get.
Right.
And my God, will the floodgates open and who
looks as it should, as they should.
Does Dr. Anthony Fauci get any repercussions once all this happens?
Oh, I wish. I hope he does somehow. I don't know.
He's evil, dude. Straight up evil. Like, yeah. I'm not even classifying him as dumb anymore. And he didn't know what he was doing. Like the motherfucker knew.
No, they know. They knew he knew what he was doing the whole fucking time.
Yeah.
And maybe some of these parrots on fucking MSM didn't know. And they're parroting whatever big pharma's telling them or the government's telling them. But some of them did know.
Right. And not only did someone,
but that's their whole excuse now. Oh, we didn't know the science changed. They have all these excuses. Oh, we didn't actually mandate it. You didn't have to take it. This is their line now. You didn't have to take it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, or we never said it would cure and stop the spread. We never said that. And then you just show all the talking heads saying that on TV. Yeah. Rachel Maddow, the president of the United States, said it. I mean, it's, you know. I just love how they try to gaslight and deny reality that they, you know, it's like the internet. It's out there. We can see you saying it.
Recorded video. It's not artificial intelligent deep fake shit that you're going to probably try to say it is. No, we actually saw it with our own as it happened. These videos are still out there to be played. So unless you could somehow time travel backwards and, you know, rewrite history, really. We got you. We got your name and number, and you guys fucked up and lied.
Got receipts.
Yep.
As they say. And now they're doing that with the latest Biden blunder when he was at that fundraiser in Hollywood where all those fucking brainwashed dipshits out there gave him $28 million.
Ooh.
But anyway, he freezes on stage, and then Obama has to, like, subtly grab his hand and lead him off stage. And now they're saying that is MAGA misinformation. That's what the MSM is saying. That didn't really happen. Wow. I mean, the gaslighting is fucking wild. It's like, we watched it happen. We've seen videos of it happening. And now you're saying, no, that didn't actually happen. He didn't freeze and Obama didn't guide him off stage. Yes, he did. We see it. We saw it.
Like, how can
it's fucking crazy.
It's insane, man. Absolutely insane. So can we start doing shit like that, Chad? We'll just go out and do crazy stuff, have it recorded, play the video, and as the video is playing, say, that is not us. We did not do that. I don't know what you're
exactly
saying.
Yeah. No, normal people can't do that.
No.
Especially conservatives or anybody that, you know, identifies as sort of conservative or in the center now or whatever. You know, you can't do that because then you're going to get in trouble. You're spreading misinformation.
God forbid you have common sense and try to do anything real. That's illegal now.
Yes. You can't. As I said yesterday on our IG live, I'm in the common sense cult. So yes, I'm in the cult. Sorry.
Come join. We won't fuck your wife. Yeah. We won't.
Exactly. Come join the common sense cult where shit is normal. Back, you know, kind of like back it was in the 90s.
Right. And not all us are there to get laid. Everybody could still have sex like normal people and do normal things. And it's that cool cult. It's a real.
You can have, you know, full freedom of speech. And,
yeah.
You know, and you know, the border's not wide open. And I don't know. Just, you know, normal shit. Inflation's not out of control. And you don't have a pedo for a president.
What crazy.
It's all good.
Imaginary place are you talking about, Chad? It sounds magical. Like
I know it's common sense land. It's pretty wild.
Way better than Disneyland, folks.
But now the left tries to push common sense as the shit that they have that they're pushing. It's like, and then they gaslight you when it becomes, you know, whenever anything's proven not true that they're saying, then they're like, well, we didn't say that, or well, we didn't mean that, well, or the science changed, or you know, whatever the excuse they want to come up with to gaslight you.
Right. No, Hunter Biden isn't a crackhead that,
exactly. Brother. No, his laptop's not real. What are you talking about? 51 security experts came out and said, no, it's Russian misinformation. Just like the Russian collusion with fucking Trump back in 16. Yep. That all happened too.
Can you imagine if like Donald Trump Jr. jaywalked on video, what would happen to him? You know, like in a
if this was reversed and that was Trump's son, which thank God it's not, because he raised decent, great human beings, because he's a great father, not taking showers with his daughter and, you know, all kinds of weird shit, sniffing kids. Anyway, proof's in the pudding. His, you know, Biden's children are pieces of crap and, you know, and they but they're pieces of crap because they were abused in that house. Obviously, something bad happened in that house. But anyway, my point was, if it was Trump's kids, they would be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. It would be 24/7 wall-to-wall coverage. Donald Trump Jr.'s fucking laptop was found. He's a piece of shit. Look at all this. He's done. I mean, it would just be nonstop coverage.
They try to make Trump out to be a creep for saying that his daughter's beautiful. Like, that's how
my daughters are beautiful. Am I a creep? Fuck you. That's ridiculous.
Right.
He didn't shower with his daughter inappropriately, and his daughter didn't say she was probably molested.
Mm-hmm. All that's okay, though, if your last name is Biden, you're allowed to.
All that's okay if you're blue and your fucking tribe, your evil tribe, you just can't fucking decide to go, wait a minute, this is not right. Maybe I shouldn't be supporting this guy. He's an actual piece of shit human being.
You know what's so weird, Chad, is I was a blue Democrat. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I could have done all this crazy, stupid, evil shit and been on that fucking side of the team. And
would you have believed it, though?
No, but this is what I'm saying. It's like fucking retarded and horrible they are is like they're doing all this crazy shit and, you know, being fucking sniffing girls' hairs, being a pedophile, fucking Bill Clinton's going to Epstein's Island, all this stuff. And it's all on the left with that shit. And let's just, I mean, say it. I mean, it really is. You don't really see anybody on Epstein's Island that was a Republican. Not that I'm aware of, at least.
I mean, obviously they won't release a list. We've seen lists online.
You know, right. So I guess
theorists have seen some, but yeah, it's all like Hollywood actors. It's all fucking, you know, Democrats. It's pretty wild. So they what the fuck is going on?
There's pictures.
And then there's that one picture of Trump with Epstein. Everyone's like, look, he took a picture with him. Like, nope, that was at Mar-a-Lago right before he fucking kicked him out for being inappropriate.
Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's Mood.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah. I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly, and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to mood.com. That's mood.com to get started.
Young people there.
Yeah.
And women.
And, you know, Ghislaine or whatever worked there for a while. So President Trump literally barred them from Mar-a-Lago once he found out what a creep and, you know, how horrible of a people they were. And like you said, they want to bring up that picture and say, oh, Trump was friends with him, blah, 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 blah. No, well, yeah, he knew him, was in pictures with him. But once he figured out what the fuck was going on, kept them far away from anything that was close to him.
Bye-bye. Exactly.
Bye. It's so strange, man. That whole thing, like, you know, Alex Jones was talking about that island forever. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, people wanted to say it wasn't true, say it wasn't true. I still can't believe it's not more like it's not bigger news than it is. And, you know,
well, I mean, it falls under the same mechanism. It's, you know, they're protecting their own. The MSM won't cover it because they're going to the list. If the list ever came out, the real fucking list and people's names that are on that, people will be shocked. Well, maybe not shocked, but it would be a huge fucking deal. But they're not going to let that happen because it's all people they're protecting.
Are the flight logs that I've seen online fake, or are they just saying that they're fake because of all the names that are on there? Because
I think they're saying they're fake. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's again, you know, when you do your own research, you find these things and you have, you know, to go through some kind of vetting process to figure out if it's real or not.
Right.
And then and then people are telling you, well, you're crazy. That's not real. Blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden it becomes real one day.
Insane.
Hmm.
There's so many things around Epstein too that are just crazy. Like if because people are starting to say that he's still alive, all the shit that I don't believe, but I do believe that he was murdered in jail. Like it's just so crazy that the HBO autopsy guy, like the doctor who's done like these,
Dr. Bodden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he's like, there's no way these ligatures around the neck are from like him hanging himself and stuff. He's like, it's clear as day that he was strangled. Right. And there's no video footage. He was supposed to be on like 24/7 watch for, you know, suicide.
Yeah, the cameras just turned off during that period.
Guard was doing something that he shouldn't have been at that time. That happened before. It's just crazy.
But no one's talking about it. It's just lovely. Isn't it great?
I got to wonder how Ghislaine is still alive and how they're keeping her just silent in a jail. Like how nobody's like getting into her to see what she knows or anything. Like why it's not, I guess.
Yeah.
But I just don't know why she's still alive is my point. Or maybe she isn't. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe that's why nobody's spoken to her or anything. Maybe.
Who knows? Yeah. Who knows? Who fucking knows, man?
They could be deep faking videos of her. Like, has there been video footage of her since they've had her locked away? Like,
I haven't looked, but I haven't seen anything either. So I don't know.
Right. I haven't looked either. Idea. And I know she's had like that court case or whatever where they found her guilty of some shit or something. But, you know, it's just like.
I think, didn't they find her guilty of sex trafficking?
Yeah, but like, what is the sentencing? And I guess I got to look into it further and see exactly what the hell's going on with it.
Well, the point is they found her guilty of something to do with sex trafficking, but the people that had sex with the people, with the girls or whatever.
Right.
None of those people were prosecuted or even named at this point. That's what's fucking nuts.
Baffling, dude. Even
it's like, not baffling. It's par for the course.
Right. But look at least England with Prince Andrew and all that shit. At least they were like, fuck you. You're out of the royal family. And, you know, and I don't even know. I mean, of course, there's pictures and stuff, but there was like no proven court things with him. But they did the right thing just from based off the evidence that they saw. They were like, fuck you, dude. Like if you're saying you don't know this girl. There's a picture of you with her.
Right.
You know, like.
Mm-hmm.
And that's England. Right.
Right. Yeah.
And they're fucking creepy for a very long time and have been, you know, disgustingly ruled the world, you know, for a long time and did shitty things. And they're even able to, you know, shun that behavior and say, fuck off, you know, like,
Or at least the royal family. I don't know about the government, but
right. But I mean, I don't know if it's a PR thing or just for optics, but like we should be doing it just for PR and optics and shit with Biden. You know what I'm saying? Like get him out of the fucking office and say, we don't agree with this type of behavior. And, you know, we don't agree with fucking your daughter having a diary written about the shit you do. And like, you're just able to run for president when these crazy wild accusations are out against you. You can't form sentences. You can't walk and talk properly. It's just, it's insane.
You're doing pay to play all day with your, through your, all your fucking shell companies and your son leading the charge. I mean, dude, it's disgusting. What they, I mean, the Bidens are the most corrupt fucking first family ever. And MSN just keeps saying, there's no evidence. Bullshit. There's fucking evidence. It was read into the record in the Congress, mostly by Byron Donaldson.
Byron Donaldson.
Yeah, I think that's his name. He's a black Republican from, I think, Texas. Hell yeah, I think he's from Texas. I'll look that up. But anyway, he read it. I watched the video of him reading it into the record. Like, here's the bank statement where the money comes from.
Right.
The Chinese, right into a shell company that Hunter Biden controls. And then the money moves from that shell company into a company that Jim Biden owns.
Yep.
And then it moves to his wife. And then a $50,000 check is cut to Joe Biden and goes into his account.
The paper trail is long and loud. And can you imagine? So this is just all from court transcripts and stuff. Like the amount of evidence is so loud and stuff like that. Imagine they actually allowed cameras in that courtroom to where you could see and then presenting the evidence and stuff and not just like reading the transcript.
Well, this was a court. This was in Congress. Like,
oh,
I need the video.
Got you. I thought you were talking about the Hunter Biden trial.
No. Nope. This was a congressional thing where the Congress, I think he's a congressman. I'm pretty sure. I think he's a senator. He was reading this into evidence in a congressional hearing.
Okay.
And he had the bank statements printed out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's, you know, I don't know how they didn't think there was going to be a digital trail like that and, you know, paper trail like that. And
well, they didn't care. They thought they were fucking, you know, invincible. Yeah.
Yeah.
And to date, they still are. I mean, they took him to trial for these gun charges. You know, if he should go to jail, I doubt he will. But if any normal citizen had these same gun charges, they would certainly go to jail.
Absolutely.
100%.
Right.
But the speculation is that they got him on this gun charge so that they can say, well, we got him. We see the justice system is fair. You know, like we did this to Donald Trump, but it's fair because we did it to Biden's son. But what they're really doing is covering up all the real shit that he fucking did.
Well, here's my case and scenario. Imagine Hunter Biden was black and from the Bronx, and these charges were what he was facing and found guilty of. Would he do any jail time at that point? Probably.
Definitely.
Yeah. No, well, I was being facetious in saying it that way, but that's just how racist and shitty that family is that not only is this guy found guilty of shitty charges like this, but he's not going to do a fucking day in jail for it, which he should be rotting away in a jail cell for it.
Right.
You know, it's just you lied on a gun application about your drug use and all that shit. You had a gun illegally. I forget what the third charge is.
And then, you know, Biden's getting up and giving a speech the next day saying, or maybe the same day, like, we need stricter gun laws. It's like, no, we don't. We have pretty strict gun laws.
Yeah.
Your son didn't follow them.
Right.
Your own son. Hey, maybe you should look at that.
What was he doing with the gun? Was he buying that
I don't know what he was doing with the gun, and according to his Second Amendment rights, he could buy a gun if he wanted to, but he had drug charges, which is illegal. So there you go.
But I guess my point is he was probably buying that gun because he's going into shady places to buy crack. Like he's
probably
just
fucking, you're probably fucking right about that.
Yes. Like, it's just a shitty individual,
right?
You know, whatever.
Yeah, and then he gets a stripper pregnant, which is, you know, fine. I love strippers, good for them, but gets her pregnant, and then Joe Biden doesn't recognize his grandson for or granddaughter for months and months and months, won't even mention her name, talk about her.
Wow.
That's your grandchild, bud.
Wow.
Whether you like it or not.
Right.
And fucking, of course, Hunter fought paying child support. And like, these people are just fucking pieces of shit.
So he's fighting.
They're not great human beings. I don't care. They're not.
You're fighting paying child support for money that you have basically stolen and didn't pay tax dollars.
Right, exactly.
Ukraine and China. And you're trying to not pay that money to a kid that you birthed, help birth, whatever. Like, what the fuck, man? That just shows you what a piece of shit he is and his thinking is and all that jazz. You know,
and it's condoned by his father, the sitting president of the United States. Great.
It's nice to sit on a high horse and look at a shitty individual like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have nothing in my past that is anywhere near as shitty as that person is.
Oh, my God, no.
It's just crazy, dude. And, like, the fact that you can show your face on a TV, the fact that you could lie so well to cameras while people are watching, it's just insane. Like, what the fuck kind of evil is in you?
I mean, Joe Biden's a narcissist, and narcissists usually breed narcissists, especially when they're abused. So that's what you get with Hunter Biden, that he can get up there and lie to your face and tell you, oh, no, I'm a good person, blah, 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 blah. Just say whatever they think is the truth. That's what narcissists do. Have the truth in their head.
Yeah,
that's the version that they fucking spout to people, and they're very good at selling it to you. So that's gaslighting. Hello. That is finest.
They should change the word from gaslighting to Biden lighting.
Well, I agree.
You know,
I agree.
I still like the pedo in chief, though. I mean, that's his name.
That's my new moniker for him. Every time I write something about him.
Yep. Pedo in chief until you're out of that fucking office and sleeping in the bed that you should be sleeping in or doing whatever the fuck you should be doing, except running.
Just like Bill Maher said, you know, it's like, we're so tribal now that we can look past pedophilia as like, oh no, that's fine. He's pedophilia. He's blue, so I gotta vote for him. Yes.
And go Bill Maher.
He's Democrat. They care about people. They're for human rights. They want to help everybody. Bullshit. They want to stay in power, and they'll fuck you in.
Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's Mood.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to mood.com. That's Mood.com to get started.
Yes, whenever they can. And just like they do to the black people. They fucking gin up their fucking all their feelings and make them, the white man's racist and Republicans are racist and you got to vote for Democrats. And then they do, and nothing gets done for them ever.
Speaking of Chad, hey, Bobby, can you pull up that article that I sent you earlier? So you remember how you were, or another conspiracy that you came up with where Biden's allowing illegals come in so they could basically get voting rights at some point?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Bobby, you have that article?
I mean, it's more the Dems, but yeah, but Biden is definitely culpable in it with the open border, but yeah.
Right. Well, here's just like what I see as step one to this process is this article that Bobby's going to hopefully be able to pull up. You don't need to share it with sound or anything. But basically, he's trying to give 500,000 illegal
grant them asylum. Yeah.
Because their spouses are American. And right. Yeah. And they've been in the country for 10 years or whatever. So it's just like a foot in the door for making illegals actual citizens.
Well, they're trying to legalize illegals voting in local elections. That's how it starts. I mean, they're trying to do that in D.C. I think they're trying to do that in San Francisco. So, you know, that's how it starts.
Right.
But they're like, no, that's not what we're going to do. Bullshit. That's what you're going to do. We can see it happening real time.
Yep. All right.
And that's why you had the border wide open so you can get all their votes and try to stay in power indefinitely, become a dictatorship. That's what they want to do.
Yep. All right. So
shielding undocumented spouses of U.S. citizens. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
So this is just like the title of shielding them from deportation, but it gets into him. He's taking an executive action to do this, by the way, not like trying to get
it. Of course he is.
Yeah. So I'll read a little bit from it. The Biden administration is taking executive action to protect undocumented spouses of American citizens, a move that would shield about 500,000 immigrants from deportation. The White House announced the election year policy Tuesday, framing it as new action to keep families together. NBC News reported that an executive action protecting the spouses was likely to be announced soon after urging from immigration advocates and Democratic lawmakers and as President Joe Biden courts Latino voters in crucial battleground state.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about right there. That's what matters. All this bullshit about they're trying to protect families and do all these things because it's human rights and no one's illegal. That's all bullshit that they just spout to tug at your heartstrings to make so you believe in it. But it's really about the fucking votes.
Yep.
That's it. Period.
Period. End of story, dude. And it's like you're witnessing it happening. Like now, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is what they're fucking trying to do. This is the biggest thing since DACA. And is that what they're talking about with the cops in Los Angeles, the illegal immigrant cops, where they were like allowing basically illegal people to carry badges and like,
they have illegals that are police officers in LA. Yeah. Put them on the force. Yep.
Crazy. It's just,
and they're, you know, of course their claim is, well, recruitment's way down. Well, guess what? You defunded the police for 4 fucking years. Of course, recruitment's down. No one wants to be a cop. And now you're going to make illegals cops. And it's okay. We need men. Well, why don't you refund the police and actually, you know, treat policemen like police officers, like they're good people, because the majority of them are.
Right.
They're out there doing a fucking hard job. Put your ass out in the street and see what decisions you make when someone comes at you with a gun or a knife. What happens to you, no matter what color they are?
It's a thankless job. It's a hard job. Basically, right. You shouldn't be defunding the police. You should be giving the police more training, more, you know, mental like stability, like by giving them therapists and stuff like that. There should be more money in the police departments for them having to deal with all the shit that they see on a daily basis and making sure that, you know, their brain is functioning properly. You shouldn't be defunding them. It should be more funds going into those places and giving them more training and more resources and stuff like that.
It's the idiocy of the left.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, do you defund police, especially in these urban inner cities where they need more police in those neighborhoods, but they defund them and they pull out and the crime rates go up. Oh, I love this. I follow this thing called the Good News Network on Instagram. It's usually like really good news. Well, the other day they put up this thing and said, U.S. crime rates at historic lows. And you should have seen the comments, because guess what? They're at historic lows because all these fucking Soros-backed DAs aren't prosecuting crime. No shit, it's down. Hello?
Right. Right.
You can get away with stealing $950 per store in California all day long. That's theft. That would be grand larceny in most states. Well, that's not prosecuted. So crime rates are way down. Wow. That's crazy how they can say that.
It's
fucking wild, man. Right there, gaslighting again.
Yeah.
It's fucking wild.
But at least they're like taking numbers and bending them to work to their way and not just straight out lying to you. You know what I'm saying? It is a bold-faced lie still, but you know what I'm saying? Like, they're using math to kind of fucking, you know, make it sound right because they're not prosecuting these people or arresting them because it's under a certain dollar amount. So crime is technically down and, you know, on the
board. Well, then they have no cash bail. They do all these things. Like, you can basically assault someone in New York be busted for it and just be out the next day and probably not even get prosecuted for it.
Well, you saw it with the illegals that were beating up police officers, walking out of jail, throwing up their middle fingers, and then hopping on a plane to California.
No problem.
That's okay, right? That's okay.
That's okay. That's Alvin Bragg, who spent most of his time going after Trump instead of fucking busting real crime happening in his city.
You want to villainize Rudolph Giuliani. Like, what did that guy do for New York City? Like, does anybody
know
what it was like before he was mayor?
I was there in the 90s. Yep. Early 90s. It was you could barely walk around Times Square.
Thank you.
I mean, and that's kind of how it is now that the Dems are in control. But Rudy cleaned it up, made the city great again.
Absolutely.
And he absolutely did.
He really did. It was like it went from being Prostituteville and Drugville to a fucking Disneyland where tourists could come and be safe. Like Times Square was scary back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
42nd Street was a fucking hooker den. You know what I'm saying? Like it was prostitute central. Drugs were rampant. It was crime was going on like left and right. And, you know, Rudy Giuliani came in and cleaned it all up and all that stuff. And
they instituted a very effective law enforcement technique called stop and frisk.
Yep.
But then that was racist. Okay. Yep. Got it.
Yeah. I think if you see something, say something is somehow racist nowadays.
Right. That's racist too now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because God. Well,
I saw a guy just walk into the store here and steal
all this
shit.
Was he white or black though, Chad? Because if he's black, it's racist. And you saw him do it. If he's white, then, you know.
Of course. That's how it works.
Insane. Insane.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the upside down world we live in.
Right. Oh my God, dude.
This just in, though.
But we're crazy for pointing it out, so that's whatever.
We are.
I don't care.
We are the cuckoo birds of the world.
As I said, I'm in the common sense cult.
And I'm with you.
If you steal something, you should be busted and fucking prosecuted for it. Period.
Of fucking Lulee.
Not based on your skin color, not based on a certain amount.
Here's another crazy thing I'm going to say. If you were born with a penis, you should piss in a male's bathroom. Crazy, though. I am a cuckoo bird for saying that. Here's another thing I'm going to say that's crazy. If you were born with a penis, you should compete against other people that have penis and not in a girl's.
Yeah, they stopped Leah Thompson or Thomas, whatever her name is from competing in the Olympics. I mean, good to see a little levity on the international scale here.
Yeah, at least not the whole world is as crazy as America is at the moment. Some international people are thinking clearly.
Yeah, they can clearly see the advantage of a biological male competing against women.
I mean, if this was like a brains test and they were playing chess or something that's not physical, then by all means, women can compete against men all day and all that jazz and probably beat the shit out of them. But when it comes down to an actual physical thing where testosterone is coursing through your body and actually creating muscles and all that jazz, and, you know, it's not fair to have somebody that has that compete against somebody that doesn't have that. It's just a fact of nature. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
So
on the other note, what's that new, I don't know, she knew the WNBA black basketball player, the white chick, Caitlin something. She's like blowing up. They're calling her the kind of the Michael Jordan of the league.
Yes.
And lots of people are starting to come see her, but all these players and even the league are trying to like basically bash her and stop people from like basically liking her. I mean, it's because she's white. She's becoming huge for the league. More people are coming to see them, but they're pissed off at her because she's white.
Can you imagine?
Who cares what fucking color she is? And WNBA, 30 people come to see your goddamn basketball fucking games. And now someone is out there. Someone is gaining notoriety where they're bringing more people in and you're pissed at her because of her skin color.
I'm surprised they didn't do that. Here's why they didn't do that for Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey, a UFC star in MMA, because these are actually people who fucking use their brain and think properly. Like what she did for the women's sport of MMA and, mm-hmm. and bring it into like everybody's eyes and make it a real competition and, you know, a beautiful event is insane. And nobody was like, oh, well, she's white, so she shouldn't be able to do that. Like, no, she's a woman.
That's because the UFC is not woke.
Right.
And has common sense.
Yes.
And now, you know, does UFC let, I don't think the UFC lets biological men.
Nope.
Compete against women.
No, no.
Good for Dana White. There you go.
Dude. And that guy is a baller. That guy is a pimp. God bless him. I love how he stands up to people. Did you watch the roast of Tom Brady yet?
Yes.
Did you see Dana White's little joke on it?
Yeah, he's like, God. I'm pissed. They threw me out here for 60 seconds. And guess what? My name's Dana. That's not trans enough for you, Netflix.
Yep.
That's fucking awesome.
So good, dude. So good. That's not trans enough for you lefty people out there. that was a good one. And it was like to the...
Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's Mood.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly, and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to mood.com. That's Mood.com to get started.
Point, and it was a joke, but it's like almost like a nail on the head type of deal. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like what he was getting at was just, it was funny the way he said it, but it was poignant and meaningful too.
It was a
joke.
Oh, that's how good comedy is.
That's right. That's right. You know that.
That's right. That's right.
I got something for the audience here, Chad. I don't know where it's coming from or how it's happening, but let's see. I don't know if maybe only I hear it. I'm not sure. Here we go. And it's in stereo. I'm not going to tell you the name of the song because I don't know it, but here we go, folks. Do-do-do-do. And it's not 10,000 Cups. I will say that.
Yeah, I wish I had the version with my drums on it.
I know, me too. Tell me if you can hear this, though, Chad.
Back in here.
All right. I'm not going to let the folks know what this is, but this is a song by a band. And I think it's called Signs of Life. But it's a working title.
The way was dark, the night was long, the radiance was gone.
I forget what this one's called.
We gave up on a way to carry on. A light appeared behind.
There's another song coming in. This is the coming at you. I am the gracious too.
Sorry, guys.
But I don't know who that band was, folks.
Shine,
if you guys
light
know.
On the world.
Here's another one.
She's a mystery.
Working title, maybe
He's
Face
a glitch
the
in my matrix.
Oh yeah,
such just a face to face. Thing.
This thing went through like four different
Can't
versions.
I found it.
Who's that chick?
I don't know.
She sounds hot.
Under this very snow, it's closing right in on midnight, and now he's taking me home, right where I wanna go. I'll wait.
don't even know if I played on this one. I'm not sure.
I've never heard this one. Sometimes the night seems so long. On this road we tore. Just another redemption. And now I'm back for more. I guess it doesn't matter. And but I can't. Last but not least.
I did play on this one.
Heaven knows I fought the fight, but this small town won't see my light there. Sweet oblivion, poison arrow. But I know the times they will play their song again. But I'm changing faster than the searchlight track.
Can't hear you.
Take back your hope, your anesthesia. Let it burn, take my chances from the ashes. Cause I know the times they will play their song again. But I'm changing faster than the searchlight tracks are made.
Yo, that song is pretty pimping. I don't know who's playing on these songs or who that band.
That
is.
Was all of us. That was the four of us. I think Face to Face had me on it. I don't know. I was just thinking, sadly, these could be the last songs that we all four play on.
Yeah, man. And Face to Face, that was the one with the girl singer on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not as rocking as that. Like, that song starts off right out the get. You could tell it's almost something from Throwing Copper-esque. The music behind it at least sounds so. Mm. It sounds like, like that type of passion.
Sure.
I like it. Little Flame Overnight is the working title there, folks. But those are unreleased songs from a band that was once from York, Pennsylvania.
Oh, we're still from York, Pennsylvania. But.
That's right. That's right. Good old York shit town. So, yeah, Chad, how funny is that, though? I thought we would be at show, what'd I say, 50? You're going to be 51?
I'll be 53.
53.
On the 23rd, yes, July 23rd.
And we will not be, wait, so was my math right on that? No, because I said a year, right? Hello.
Hey, no way. We're getting to 53 by July 23rd.
That's right. That's right.
We have, it's like, what, four more shows till 23rd?
Glenn.
And we have Rod Bland coming on for that. He's a drummer that follows me on Instagram. I follow him too. And great. He's a great blues drummer. He can play all kinds of styles, but he plays a lot of blues down in Memphis where he's from.
Nice.
And we forgot, we didn't talk about our guest that was supposed to be on. Gigi had, she's out with Joan Jett, and she was summoned on her day off, which is today, to do phoners with Joan. So this is a life of, road crew. They have to, they're at the beck and call of the artist. I know that because they used to do that stuff for me too. So
what is that, Chad? Those are like phone interviews, phoners?
Yeah, I call them phoners. Yeah, it's phone interviews with radio stations or papers or whatever, in cities that they're going to.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing that before Howard Stern, like, you kind of had to be in studio? They didn't really syndicate shows beforehand. Like, you know, if you were a New York channel, you only played in New York and stuff. But after he, you know, got on the airwaves and stuff, they started like syndicate the radio station across all different, you know, channels and stuff, West Coast feeds and stuff like that.
Yep.
And, you know, that's all due to him.
Yeah. I mean, he was so popular. It was a demand for it. So, yeah.
Yeah, man. What a fall from grace, that dude, though. It's like, I don't understand his thinking anymore. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. He
just became a scared old man. It's fucking wild, dude.
Totally.
And he just parrots the fuck, you know, whatever he reads in the New York Times is the gospel. I'm just like, dude, are you serious? Come on. And the thing with him and COVID, I was just like, are you serious?
Yeah.
He's literally scared to death to have anyone around him go outside, do anything. He got the vax. I mean, if you believed in the vax, call it a vax. If you believed in the mRNA cocktail and you got it, why would you then be afraid to go out?
Right. Right.
And then why would you then compel other people that didn't get it to get it? That's what I can never understand about. Like, see, as I said before, my ex and I, we're very strong about not giving our kids vaccines up until a certain point. We have now some of them, but sure, not the full schedule, the 79 shots that they want to give kids, which is just ridiculous. Exactly. Out of the fucking womb, they want to start shooting them up with these stupid vax. But anyway, so in that community, when part of the argument was from the other side was that, well, if your kid's not vaxxed, he can't be around my vax kid. It's like, well, if your kid's vaxxed, they're protected. Why do you give a shit if my kid's not vaxxed?
Right.
It doesn't make any logical sense. So if your kid's protected with your magic vax, why do you care if my kid's not vaxxed?
Exactly.
Exactly. Are they going to get sick from them?
Right.
And in a lot of cases, when most of those traditional vaccines are viral load vaccines, right? So they have an actual part of the virus in them. And what they don't tell you is that those viruses will shed out of the vaccinated person, like mumps, rubella, measles. So people still get those diseases from the vaccinated people that aren't vaccinated because they have viral shed.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So you'll hear about, oh, mumps popped up at this school. It's generally from someone that's been vaxxed that has shed virus to the people that aren't vaccinated.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. This is the shit that people, you know, the common people don't know. They just believe in the vax wholeheartedly and everything's fine and they're perfect and no one gets injured from them and it's all great because the government told me so and the fucking MSM told me that they're perfect. Nothing happens with these, you know, these vaccines. But, and in most cases, they're vaccinating kids against shit that they would get through anyway. Mumps, rubella, you know, measles. If people got measles all the time, you are immune for life from measles. If you get it naturally, if you get chicken pox, you're immune for life from chicken pox.
What is so bad about chicken pox anyway? I know it's itchy.
Well, nothing's bad about it. You get a fever, you have the things break, the pox break out.
Right.
but it's a profit center now. We got to get the chicken pox. Fox.
Yep.
The chicken pox. Pox.
Say that three times fast.
Ga-ga. But anyway, so you know. That's why I was, as soon as they announced the COVID vax, I'm like, I'm not taking that shit. I know exactly what the fuck is going. I know exactly what they're doing.
You know what's crazy, Chad, is that in the beginning, I just wasn't thinking properly. And I was like going to get the vaccine. I was kind of like late to it. Like I just wasn't
you were kind of like falling into the PSYOP that was fucking perpetrated on us.
Yes and no. So it's like in my brain, I'm like, okay, maybe I'll get this, whatever. But I wasn't.
With Car Gurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Gurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Gurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Gurus at cargurus.com. Go to cargurus.com. to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CARGURUS.com. CarGurus.com.
I'm thinking like the government is lying to me about this being a shitty vaccine. Like, you know, it didn't pop into my brain like that. Mm-hmm. But luckily I had gotten COVID-19 you know, before I got the vaccine, had my own antibodies. And I'm like, all right, I don't need this vaccine. And then they were pushing it hardcore. Like, you need to get it. I'm like, but I don't. So I don't know why they're trying to push me to get it. And then they pulled the first one out. And then I was like, oh, shit. Yeah.
Dodged a bullet.
Dodged a bullet is right. Again, I don't know if I would have, because I've never gotten the flu fucking shot, all that stuff. Like, I'm not getting extra shit.
Don't fuck with that shit either. The flu vaccine is basically 5 to 19% effective anyway, if it even helps you.
Right.
And it damages people. There's tons of VAERS claims that for the flu vaccine damaging people, killing people.
Right. And I've had the flu. It's not the end of the world. You know what I'm saying? I've gotten it once before. And, you know, I felt shitty for like a week and, you know, was bedridden for it. But wasn't anything where I was like, my God, if I ever get this again, I'm going to shoot myself. So I better get a vaccine for it. It's, you know, it was a hard cold, a bad cold.
Mm-hmm.
Which is basically,
and for the immune compromise, it's a bad thing. The flu can kill people. It does. Kills people every year.
Yes.
Except didn't kill anybody in 2020, but well, only COVID killed people in 2020.
Does it kill people who just are healthy individuals, or will their body fight it off naturally? Like,
most in like 99% of the cases, yes. Some people get the flu that are healthy and die from it.
Okay.
It's so very rare.
Yeah.
But, you know, mostly it's the elderly and, you know, immunocompromised or obese people. They get the flu. It's tougher for their bodies to, you know, fight off. So in that case, maybe, you know, if you're older, get the flu vaccine, because it can help you. It can. But most times it doesn't.
I kind of believe in the Lord, and whenever he's going to take me off of this planet, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's all on him. So if he's relying on me to get a flu vaccine to keep me alive here, I'm not going to do it, God. So
there you go.
And it's all on his schedule anyway. So it's like, you get the vaccine, you don't get it. It's like, if he wants to take you, he's going to take you, in my brain.
Hey, we can subscribe to that too. That's all good.
Yeah. Well, actually, so again, I'm spiritual. I'm not religious. I'm baptized Catholic. But I really don't believe in organized religion, but I do believe
right there with you.
Yeah. I do believe in Jesus Christ. I do believe he was the Son of God, even though that could be crazy. I could be crazy. I don't know, but there, you know, is historical, written accounts of Jesus. Maybe his miracles are, you know, a little embellished and stuff like that, but you know, a part of me believes that Jesus is the Son of God. And I'm taking it to my grave.
there you go.
Or I'm announcing it on the podcast here.
Well, when you die, you'll find out either way.
That is true. Or you won't find out anything. You'll just be lights out, going to sleep forever. And you don't.
Yeah. I don't think that. But
no.
I've always said, I read this book, The Untethered Soul. It's fucking great for, you know, reincarnation. It kind of ties together reincarnation, soul, heaven, all that stuff is kind of tied together in this book, because the guy, the doctor, psychologist, I forget what his name is, but he would hypnotize people and regress them back to their soul state.
Right.
But right. So their energetic form. And then they would tell their story based on that, how they were in what you could perceive as heaven. And then they would pick their mother and they would go into that baby that's in that mother. They'd be born, they live their life, and they keep doing it. That's why you have soulmates, you know, people that you meet that you like, fuck, it feels like I've known you forever. Well, according to this book, you have, because you've interacted with that soul over eons.
But here's my deal.
Lives. Yeah.
So that means that, like, whatever we are, our consciousness, our soul, whatever, is eternal no matter what, dude. Like, I don't, like, that just seems way too long for me. No matter how good something is, forever just seems like, I don't want it, dude. I don't want to.
Well, but I don't know if it's forever. The people, the souls ascend to different energy levels inside, according to the book. Like, you start out as a certain color and they ascend color levels, and they eventually will reach, I guess, the highest level they can. I don't know if they pass on to a different place, but there's the concept of time there is just completely different. It's not like forever. It's not. It's not
1 minute is actually a minute. Like, it could go by blink of an eye. Okay. Yeah.
Then in the book, they talk about going to other worlds too, like other alien worlds, and having experiences there. Yeah. So
as long
I don't know.
It's Dougie and I'm not bored is what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Because anything could get bored. Even if you're in, you know, as the Muslims believe, you're getting 42 virgins when you die. And all, like, that's going to get old soon. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not going to be fun.
By the way, why would you want to have sex with 42 virgins? Right. They're not going to be very good.
Yeah, exactly. You got to break
virgins high. Aren't good.
No.
At having sex?
No. It's a bloody mess, as they say.
Exactly. You got fucking problems, man.
I do. I'm trying to work them out, but my therapist has got bigger issues than me. And he leaves the office crying. I'm crying. It's a weird thing. Nice. No, joking. I love my therapist. She, I don't know if she's a he or a he. It's a teletherapist that we do.
Well,
yeah.
There's and no video or something. It's just,
I'm joking. We do. I know it's a guy, but you know, nowadays you don't because he might leave and put a wig on.
He's like, listen, Johnny, you just need to buckle up and let's just feel that.
John, I know you think you're crazy, but I identify as a female and I'm not crazy. So
Bobby's saying great show.
Yeah, Bobby, don't mind us.
Hey, this is what happens when we don't have a guest, damn it.
Exactly. Exactly. But no, it's good that we don't have a guest sometimes because, you know, it gives us time to talk about this shit and time to crack some jokes and stuff. But I hope that people are really just starting to wake up and being tired of lied to and realizing.
Some are, some aren't, you know. Right. I still want to just toe that line, like. And the left is all about diversity and inclusion and human rights and, you know, all these, you know, fucking great things.
Yeah.
But they're not. Just look at their actions. Stop listening to their words. Look at their actions. Look at what they do to people, man. It's fucking crazy. And I'm not saying the people on the right are perfect either. That's not what I'm saying.
No.
But the left that's in control right now, and they're in control on many levels, are fucked up. And they're doing fucked up shit to people.
And I kind of get it, too. Like, I've been wrong before plenty of times. It sucks. You know what I'm saying? Like, you think 100%, and then you're like, oh, shit, I was wrong about that. But don't double down. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Well, the only way to advance in life is to admit when you're wrong.
Right.
Say you're sorry and move forward from there with knowledge to make yourself better.
Yeah.
Doubling down on bullshit because you don't want to be wrong.
Yeah.
That's an ego problem.
It's crazy. It is what it is. It's an ego problem. It's crazy. Because what do they say? The definition is of insanity, like doing the same thing over and over again, but
expecting a different result. Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's basically what you're doing there. Like you're.
Yeah, that's what they do in all these Dem-run cities. They keep voting for blue. Democrats and the cities suck and they just keep getting shittier. San Francisco, Chicago,
literally
New York, Los Angeles.
They're shitting on your streets. They are getting shitty.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like in the literal sense, in the fucking, in every sense of the word, it's getting shittier out there. And you're just voting the same way.
Right.
People that don't have your backs and are allowing this to happen.
I talked about this before, but you know, there's a guy online talking about, you know, we're number three in the world for mass shootings, the United States. But if you remove all of the blue cities with the strictest gun control laws, we fall to about 169 in the world for gun deaths.
Are you joking? 169, or is that really 69?
It was like 169, 168. I forget what he said, but so it's down in the hundreds, in the almost to 200. It's like, okay, so what does that tell you? The cities with the strictest gun laws have the most shootings, and they're all Dem run.
But think about it though, Chad. Like,
they want more gun laws.
Let's just say, like, you could magically remove all the guns from the society. Mm-hmm. Then you're left with only, you know, government and police officers having guns, and you know, there's no way to ever rise up. God forbid they abuse their power. But when you make guns illegal and you cannot remove all guns from society, then the only people who have guns are fucking criminals, and you have nothing to protect yourself with when you. So it's like, I don't understand people with that. Like, you live in Pennsylvania, say, you go to call the cops at fucking 2 o'clock in the morning. The cops don't get there for fucking an hour because that's how far off they are. And there's only one cop.
Because they've defunded the police. But yeah, go ahead.
Well, that too, but not even it's even before that. Like, some counties are so big in Pennsylvania, they don't have the money for it to begin with because.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, state troopers are respond, right. But yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So my ex-brother-in-law, like his county has one state trooper that patrols the entire county from like 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. Right. So it's like, God forbid somebody was breaking into his house that's armed with a gun and he didn't have one. What are you supposed to do? You know, because.
Yeah, exactly. You're supposed to be a victim and say, oh, fuck it. I don't, you know, whatever. I'm just going to get shot by this guy.
Yep.
Great. Let's uplift the criminal again.
I'm going to sit here and pretend to be dead. You rape my family, do whatever you have to do, and then leave and no problems come your way because that's just how it
was. I'm a good person for not having a gun, but I'm dead now. Okay, great.
Yep.
My family's dead. Cool. Okay. Yeah, sounds good.
And I don't understand how people don't understand that simple fact that if you try to make guns illegal, or, you know, that only criminals have them at that point, because guns are here. They're always going to be here. And, you know, thank God they're here because, like I said, it does keep governments in check. You know what I'm saying? It does if we ever needed to have an uprising.
But every disarmed population has always been taken over by.
But what did Biden say?
By tyrants.
Guns, but we have F-18, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, yeah, and then the president of the United States tells you, yeah, it doesn't matter if you have guns, so just give them up because you can't take over the government. Like, only fucking tyrants talk like that.
Right.
You ever hear Trump talk like that?
No.
I highly fucking doubt it.
Oh, you mean the dictator that's coming into office in November, President Trump?
Yeah. No, did you ever hear him tell you that it's useless to have guns because the government has F-15s? You can't take over the government?
No, he says
that tyrannical bullshit from him. No, you never heard that ever.
He says crazy hetero shit like grabbing a girl by the pussy.
But that's so offensive. Oh, my God. I could destroy his whole family because of that.
Yes. And his daughter's beautiful. Oh, my God. He's creepy.
He's sick. He called his daughter beautiful. Meanwhile, pedo Joe's sniffing girls, filling them up while he's taking pictures with them. Disgusting. Disgusting.
Dude. I would love to just fucking slap that dude in his face. You know, of course you couldn't because Secret Service would have you fucking.
Mm-hmm. Well, he knows that. So. That's why he's always been protected.
Right.
And that's the other thing with these, the Democrats, they always want to take away your guns. But meanwhile, they're protected by guns.
And people with guns protecting them. You know
what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. If they don't have a gun on them themselves, their security does.
And that's why I say every school should have a armed guard. Or at least every school.
Agreed.
You protect every other government building with armed guards.
And what is the, I don't mind, if you have metal detectors at the door and stuff like that. Like, I understand that that's kind of not a free society, but what's the harm in having a metal detector at the door with an armed person there watching people come in? It's like, that is a safe place. If you go into an airport, a courtroom or stuff like that, they have, walk through security. So why not do it where our precious children are going to school?
Exactly.
Is it not in the budget, people?
The left always wants to apply some kind of utopia to schools. Like, they should be pure and not have, the kids shouldn't have to go through metal detectors and have an armed guard at their school.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Then none of the government buildings should either.
Right.
Because you don't live in utopia.
Exactly.
Bad guys have guns.
Exactly.
Some fucking crazy ass, mentally unstable motherfucker wants to go to a school and shoot up kids.
Yep.
Well, maybe someone should be there to stop
him. Yep. And that's the problem is, people want to say, unfortunately, people, we don't live in fairy tale world. And we, you know, the air actually moves here. And people, when they fart, it stinks. You know what I'm saying? These are harsh realities.
Exactly.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, unfortunately, there are crazy people in the world that want to go into a school and shoot up other people because they're fucking deranged. Yeah. Why not? Is it really going to like make your kids feel that bad that they have to walk through a metal detector? Maybe better than them getting shot.
Exactly.
They don't have one. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It's just fucking crazy. It's like they could walk through a metal detector to go into an airport, but they can't do it to go to a school.
Well, it's just like an ID, voter ID, the same thing. It's like they got to show their ID everywhere else, but to cast your vote, but it's, you know, it's always, there's always an ulterior motive to what the fuck they say. Like, you know, they, well, schools shouldn't have armed guards because, you know, there shouldn't be guns. Like, they want to take away your guns. That's their ulterior motive there. That's the left. But then on the ID topic, it's like they want illegals to vote in their elections. So you don't need to show an ID.
Right. And here's
but you have to show an ID to do everything else. But the ulterior motive is, well, they want illegals to vote in elections so they can stay in power.
And what is their like answer for, because I saw in Texas, like I said, there, I think I brought this up last week or the week before on the show, where a guy walks into like an old person's home to do a mass shooting. And as he pulls out the gun and takes a shot, he gets shot as he's going to do it by an armed person there and wasn't able to kill anybody. Like, why is that not a good scenario that this person was able to protect himself and not allow a deranged person to fucking shoot everybody?
Well, it is a good scenario in fucking in common sense cult. That's a good scenario. But in the fucking upside down world the left wants you to live in, they won't even cover that because a good guy stopped a bad guy with a gun.
Right.
And that does not fit their
fucking
whole
narrative.
Exactly. Their whole agenda doesn't fit into that. So why are they going to cover that?
I mean, can they just tell us what their full agenda is? Like, maybe it makes sense in the grand scheme of things and we're too stupid to understand it. You know what I'm saying, Chad? Like, maybe they know something that we don't know.
They know what we don't know. Well, we know it, but they're trying to have a one world government and fucking suppress everybody. That's what they're going for.
Right. 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 And the people just blindly going by saying, oh, yeah, we should not have guns. Only they should have guns.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. You see idiots say that. Only the cops should have guns. Really?
Yeah.
Only the government should have guns. Really? That's what you want? Okay. Only you go live in a world like that. Go ahead. Go live in China.
See how that works.
See how that works out for you.
Even our, you know, buddies in Australia, they're saying, because their people aren't armed and stuff, they're like, you know, people just get stabbed here and stuff like that. Okay, but what happens when that...
Did you ban knives?
Right. But come on, there's no shootings in Australia just because their citizens don't have guns? I'm sure there are. It's not just doesn't happen.
Well, there's way less, but yeah, I'm sure it happens, yeah.
Of course. And... I mean, maybe way less, but how do we know statistically the numbers? Like, I would actually like to see these things. Like, is it less shootings, like mass shootings? Is it less, you know, shootings all over the board? Like, how many cops abuse their citizens? Like, I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me to not have an armed population, because what happens when the shit hits the fan? And like we did in our, you know, Revolutionary War and Civil War, like if we weren't armed and had guns and stuff like that, we would have been taken advantage of in both of those situations. Mm-hmm. But no taxation without representation would have been taxed without representation. Yep. Had we not had guns and went guerrilla warfare style on them. Uh-huh. And is the world not a better place because we stood up to tyrants like that and said,
by the way, Joe Biden, our little lowly people with muskets took on the greatest empire in the world and defeated them.
The deplorables.
The revolution.
Yeah.
But he's up there going, oh, you don't need guns because you can't beat the government because we have F-15s. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
And just
that sounds like good logic, you tyrant piece of shit.
Right. Like, just the fact that he could utter those words and think they're acceptable to come out of his mouth is crazy. You know? So, like, he's saying that, what further does he think? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the fact that he's saying those words means like he would have no breath to saying like, Yeah, well, maybe we should take this country over for real, because they're not listening to us properly, and they're not standing 6 feet apart, and they're not wearing their masks. Like, exactly. You know, that's where it goes to at some point. That's a tyrant. That's a dictator.
Oh, that was just a taste of what it would be like.
Yeah, man.
And yeah. Some people relished it. They're like, oh, I can tell my neighbor that they're not wearing a mask. Ooh, let me call them. Oh, hey, policeman.
Yep.
My neighbor's not wearing a mask. You should come put him in jail.
Yeah. They have more. Yeah.
Okay, commie, you fucking communist. That's commie. That's communist. That's what communists would do to each other.
Yeah.
They're encouraged to do it.
In the backyard. They're not standing 6 feet apart. Can you come over here and separate them?
Yeah. This is what happens in North Korea. Oh, I went into someone's house and they don't have a picture of Kim Jong-un on there, or whatever the fuck his name is, Kim Il-jung or whatever. What is his name?
Kim
I don't
Jong-un,
know.
Yeah.
Hanging up on their wall. Oh, I'm going to tell on them. And then they come in, they get put in intern camps, or, you know, they get put in the fucking slave camps.
Killed. Yeah.
No, killed.
Yeah.
Because they don't have a picture of the dictator on the wall and someone told on them. Okay. Dude, yeah. Let's do that. Sounds good.
They believe
fucking Karens telling on everybody. I'm a Karen.
Yeah, way worse than Karen. But they believe that guy didn't go to the bathroom. He didn't take a shit. Like, that's how.
Oh, they believe it was a god. Yeah, it's fucking nuts. Oh, they have to believe it. They're told to believe it. I'm sure most don't, but they have to toe the line.
Can you imagine that's what God looked like? A fucking fat, round, fucking.
A bad haircut.
Bad haircut, dude. Like, my God, you could have done anything you wanted with your presentation, and this is what you chose. Right.
This is you. Okay, great.
Great. You're just as ugly as your father, Kim.
Well, that's someone no one tells no to, you know. No one there's no one there saying, hey, I'll try a different haircut.
Is this bad?
You are killed. I'm strapping you to the front of a fucking anti-aircraft gun. I'm gonna shoot you like he did to his uncle.
Is it bad that I want to bang his sister, Kim Jong-un's sister? Because she's kind of hot, dude.
Yeah.
Have you seen her?
I've seen pictures of her, but it's been a while. I don't remember what she looks like.
Pull her up, dude. Pull her up. Let's get funny on this show today.
Yeah.
And let's
that'd be like banging a Black Widow, dude. She'd fucking kill you right after.
Dude, I'm telling you, she's hot and she's fucking wearing communist suits and shit. She's very
communist suits.
Okay. Yep. I'm all about it. So Kim Jong-un, keep fucking around and I'm coming to fuck your sister, dude, is all I'm saying. Yes, Bobby's got her. Bobby's got her.
Well, let's see. Yeah, she's cute.
Cute for a fucking evil dictator Korean. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would bang her is all I'm saying.
Things you probably didn't know about. What's her name?
Kim Yo-jung. So here's
how...
So the last name is Kim. They read fucking right to left, not left to right. So the Yo Jung and all the ill and the un.
Oh, Kim is the last name, but they use it as first name.
Yes.
We do, because it's right to left. Oh, okay. Correct. Or left to right, whatever it is.
Correct.
Interesting.
You probably didn't share what volume, Bobby, but let's see what you pulled up here. So let me stop it for you. I didn't realize you were going to play a video, but let's stop it and let's have you share it with the sound that we're going to play a video. All right, here we go. But again, I was joking, but I really would bang Kim Jong-un's sister. I think she's cute enough too.
Okay.
Here's what we know about Kim Yo-jung.
Kim Yo-jung.
29 or 30 or 31. Kim Yo-jung is the youngest child and only daughter of Kim Jong-il and his consort, the Japanese-born dancer Ko Yong-un.
Oh, boy, look at those parents.
Their oldest child is Kim Jong-un,
inbred,
followed by Kim Jong-un, who is 34. Kim Yo-jung was born in Pyongyang on September 26, 1989, according to the U.S.
Hilarious.
Treasury Department.
Ooh,
it released
US
this information when it blacklisted her for human rights abuses last year. But South Korea's intelligence service has said that she was born in 1987. Either way, she's about 30. She went to school in Switzerland. Like her older brothers,
of course she did.
Jong attended school in Bern, the Swiss capital. She attended the Liebefeldstein Halslei Public School, the same school as Kim Jong-un, for several years, and lived in a modest apartment nearby. She went by the alias Pak Mi-hyang, and is thought to have enjoyed ballet lessons while in Bern. Kim Jong-il doted on his youngest daughter, according to Kenji Fujimoto, a Japanese sushi chef.
All right, I've learned enough about her.
Worked in the royal household.
Big stop, Bobby. Thank you.
So
I don't need to know any more about her.
No,
it's great that you know her and her brother get to go to school in Switzerland, but you lowly peasants in North Korea, you'll take what we give you.
Isn't it weird though? Like, if North Korea is such a great country, why did they have to go to school in Switzerland and not get the North Korean education?
That's par for the course for dictators. They do as I say, not as I do.
Isn't that weird? Like, I know that Kim Jong-un went to like all these schools and stuff like that, but like, as his father is the dictator leader of North Korea, why are his children allowed out of that country into these schools and, you know, become educated and then take over that country and threaten us with their fucking communist ways and stuff? Like, something to me seems off about that. Like,
very logical to me. If you want to stay in control of a country, you make, you know, send your kids out of the shitty country you live in to go to school to be more intelligent and learn things that they're not going to learn in North Korea.
Right. But why were they able to go to those schools is my question. Like,
oh, you mean who, like, why did Switzerland allow it?
Yeah.
Good question. I don't know. Yeah. Well, the Swiss are a weird country. Like, you know, they allow a lot of weird shit, and they somehow survived World War I and II without being on any side.
Right.
Well, guess what? They were doing all the banking, man. They're doing all the banking.
It is strange, dude. They never pick sides. They're allowing dictators fucking.
They've never invaded.
Never invaded. we're going to have to look into this more, chat.
Just follow the money. I mean, it's anything. Follow the money.
You know, it's funny. Hunter Biden went to school with them over there. And
probably did.
Probably fucking did, dude.
Yeah, he probably had sex with the sister there. He got to do what you want to do.
Yep. But at least I'm not doing it to
Sorry, guys. We're spouting pure bullshit right now, but hey, it's funny.
But at least I'm not banging my brother's wife, you know, after he died. Like, I'm not that big of
That's a good one. And then, well, not just bang her, getting her addicted to crack.
I forgot about that part. My bad.
That's great. You take a lovely, you know, woman who was married to the I guess there was a good son, Bo Biden, and of course he gets taken by cancer. Go figure. Like, the good Biden,
right,
as far as we know, gets taken by cancer. The shitty Biden then gets his wife, fucks her, and gets her addicted to crack.
Yes. I'm going to go a step further.
Fucking cool, man. That's a great family.
I'm going to go a step further. Hunter Biden injected Bo Biden with cancer so he could
fuck. There you go.
You know what's funny? I mean, it's funny that I said that, but you never know in that crazy fucking family what they do.
You never know.
You never know. But just how shitty of a situation, dude. You're taking advantage of a woman who's so vulnerable at this time. Her husband just died. Mm-hmm. And not only are you being a creep by like hitting on her and becoming sexual with her, but you're introducing her to a drug that could ruin her life epically.
Right. Epically.
Epically. It's just insane, man.
It's not like ecstasy or air. You know, let's do a little Molly. Let's do that. Right. Have fun. Right. Make some good sex while Molly. Nah, let's fucking shoot you up with crack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Partying, motherfucker.
Don't smoke weed, Bo Biden's wife. Smoke this crack with me and then blow me. And then we'll, you know, do other things. You could
the other question is, why the fuck would she try it? Like, are you not an adult? Do you not know what the fuck's going on?
I'm saying this.
What crack is?
I'm saying she was probably vulnerable because her husband just died. She's maybe drunk, not thinking properly, because Hunter probably got her drunk, not thinking properly, as she's like devastated over her husband dying. And then he's like, oh, well, you're drunk and vulnerable. Yeah.
Well, he's obviously a manipulator, so you're probably right about that.
Yeah. Like, I have no fault in her for doing it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a vulnerable.
Oh, I do.
Of course. I do.
You're not going to manipulate me into doing fucking crack ever. Sorry.
No, but you're a good person. You have your morals. You have stuff like that. You know, it's like, I don't know. I feel like she was not victimless or whatever, but she was taken advantage of by
She was definitely taken advantage of, but yeah. At some point, you know, you got to take a little personal responsibility and go, nah, I'm not going to do crack. I've heard all about it.
Yeah. Crack bad, okay? Drugs bad.
It's ironic that he picked crack because Joe Biden fucking passed the 94 crime bill, which made crack way more fucking prosecutable than all other, even cocaine at that point.
Right.
And that was just to target black people to put them in jail.
Right. Dude.
Because it spread through the black community like a scourge.
I just can't get over the fact that the Rockefeller laws make crack that much more of a crime than coke when it's just, we talked about this earlier, like, you know, the recipe for crack, it's just water, cocaine, and baking soda to make crack. And they're making that so much more of a crime because they want black people in jail for it, because that's who was predominantly using it back in the
day. Right, because it was cheaper than cocaine, because it was mixed with the baking soda and shit, right?
Right. And
I never knew the recipe for crack.
And the CIA, Chad, like, it's so deep, dude. The CIA was fucking selling it to these people. Like,
oh yeah,
Rick Ross was getting his fucking crack from the CIA,
right?
And selling it on the streets of.
That's a crazy conspiracy theory, John. Why would you bring that up?
Yeah, but you know what? It's the fucking truth. He's out there. He's spoken about it. It's a known fucking fact. Like, these are facts, people. Facts. And that law is still a law, that crack is still, you know, so much more harmful than coke when it's not, dude. Some rapper was funny, dude. He's like, I miss fucking the crack days. He's like, this fentanyl shit, people are dying left.
I was just going to say, now it's fentanyl and that's being brought over the open border by, allowed by Biden. Like, nobody in the fucking government talks about that. Nobody in this fucking government. They don't really give a shit about people, especially American citizens.
Right.
100,000 American citizens are dying a year from fentanyl. They don't say a fucking shit word about it. Nothing. Nothing.
And
they're losing a stadium worth of people every year, a big stadium worth of people every year to fentanyl. And they don't even mention it ever.
And Chad, don't forget how the people got addicted to those opiates the way they did. It wasn't just like all of a sudden, oh, I want to fucking do heroin or fentanyl. Yeah,
bring in big pharma. Here we go.
Yep. Let's fucking introduce America to OxyContin and make money off of them and fucking say that it's non-addictive. And if they seem like they're addicted, it's called pseudo-addiction. Prescribe them more.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Well, but a lot of those fentanyl users, well, not some of them at least, are just kind of recreational drug users.
Yeah.
And fentanyl so potent and powerful,
They
take one little piece of it and they're fucking dead.
Yes.
I mean, it's not all like crazy drug addicts dying.
No.
You know?
But that's what I'm saying. It's not even, so again, it's the way drugs are done, and like, not that I feel everything should be legal, but it kind of should be. Like, shit should be legal, regulated, people should be educated on it, and that's how you don't prop up cartels and all this shit. Yeah, you're going to have people trying them that wouldn't have before, but you're also doing that now with people unwillingly getting prescribed shit from doctors because it's legal, like Xanax per se. Is one drug besides alcohol that you can literally die from if you try to stop it cold turkey?
Right.
Body can stroke out and you can go into seizures, all that shit.
Fucking crazy.
And it's legal and it's prescribed by doctors, and a doctor prescribing it to these people doesn't tell their patients that, hey, by the way, I'm putting you on this. If you ever want to come off it, we're going to have to wean you off it because you can't just
Right,
stop.
Exactly. Yeah, don't. Like, yeah, exactly.
It should all be legal and they should educate people on it and let intelligent adults make up their fucking mind for themselves. Because when you make things illegal and all that stuff, one, it's not a free society. But two, you then allow cartels to fucking make money off it and bring it into the borders illegally. Or you allow our CIA to make money off it to fund their black ops for it. You
right.
know,
exactly.
It's like, you know.
The fucking wacky world, man.
Wacky, wacky. But it's not wacky when you like actually break it down. We know why they're illegal. It's so they could fund black ops, and it's so they could fucking have money coming in and funneled that we don't know about and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's funny, but it's not funny. There's a lot of truth to what I'm saying behind some jokes and stuff, but
yeah, absolutely
crazy that it's gone on the way it has. But hey, so before we end this show, because we were going on a little bit here, why don't you tell us something coming on from Bobby's world? And you know,
can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
That was a very good show. It was a very interesting show.
Thank you, Bobby.
I wanted to talk about a couple of things that touches on a couple of topics you were talking about.
Cool.
First of all, with the gun issue, it's the Second Amendment, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's, you know, first is free speech, then the right to protect yourself, you know?
Bear arms, baby.
Exactly.
And they shall not be infringed. Yes.
Exactly. They did that because if a tyrannical government was to take power, that we would have some kind of militia power to fight it back.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Yep.
Because I mean, the whole they got the guns, but we got the numbers thing, that shit doesn't work really when it comes down to it. I mean, yeah, if you have a number of people, you know, you would think they could take down fucking three people with guns, but no, they could mow you down with machine guns or something. So you need to be able to protect yourselves. And yeah, I guess if it did get crazy to where the government was like dropping bombs on us from F-18s, we can't defend ourselves against that. But at least we have some sort of fighting chance with a gun. Like we're not just going after them with slingshots and
exactly
rocks.
And it makes me think of all the pre-programming they've been putting out past couple of years. Like I saw Civil War the other day.
Yep.
You know, Leave the World Behind. All of that is just pre-programming, showing people and desensitizing people to what is possibly coming, what can come. You know, they have to tell us. They have to tell us.
Yeah, they do it all the time through the media. They pre-program us stuff, what's going to happen.
I think that comes down to a spiritual aspect. To be honest with you, I think that comes down to a spiritual aspect that they have to show us, the people that actually have the eyes to see, and if the collective can figure it out, most can't. It's really a spiritual warfare. That's what it is, spiritual warfare. That's what it breaks down to.
Is it always good versus evil, or are there gray parts of the spiritual warfare? Like I guess maybe I live in a fairy tale world where I think like good always wins, you know, against evil in the long run, but maybe that's not the case. Maybe
We're in a duality. That's the problem. Like we're in a duality. Like that's the Freemasonic checkerboard floor. That's the duality symbolism. That's duality symbolism all there, you know.
What was that? What did you say? The Freemasonic checker? What is it?
If you see a checkerboard, it's if you go into a Freemasonic lodge anywhere, you'll see the checkerboard floor.
Gotcha.
Black and white floor.
Yeah. They're playing checkers while they're playing chess while we're playing checkers?
Absolutely. Absolutely. they're many, many years and many steps ahead of most people. Ahead of 99%.
Yo, I got my ass beat in chess on my birthday by my friend's, I think her kid was 8. And he beat me. He beat me in like 8 moves.
Damn.
Yeah. I think I let him win,
sure you did.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was impressed by his moves.
That's nice. That's cool. It's good to see that kids say they're very intelligent. That I've noticed that they are very intelligent. They're learning quick, but it's the type of environment they're being brought up in is what makes the difference.
Have either of you guys tried a virtual reality headset yet? Like MetaQuest or PlayStation? Yeah. It is so real and so fucking cool. Like I couldn't imagine being a kid and having access to that and not wanting to use it every second of every day because I had Nintendo and I wanted to play it. Like I would be at school, like I want to go home and play my Nintendo. So I could only imagine what these kids are like thinking with these VR headsets.
Oh,
Like,
yeah. My partner at the law firm, he has two kids, and they're constantly on. They have to give them screen time. They
yeah.
have to give them like 2 hours of screen time a day, and then that's it. You're done.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
Yep.
literally like crack
It
to
really is.
my son has a VR headset. He uses it, but not like, crazy amount. But yeah.
He's what, Chad, 13?
14.
14. So he's like kind of a little bit older, like, because I have a 9-year-old cousin that is
Oh,
just
okay.
like wants it all the time. So
Yeah,
right.
your son's
he's
probably
a
a little too cool for it. Like, he's probably got a little social life to him where he's like, I don't need to be on VR and all that stuff. Like, but these other kids like that are a little bit younger than him that haven't like experienced that, like they're just wrapped up in it. Like, I'm seeing multiple of my friends and family's kids that just want to be on that headset all the time.
Yeah, the kid I'm talking about, he's 8. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And it's in its infancy. Imagine what this shit's
Oh,
gonna
it's
be
gonna
like.
get crazy.
I don't know.
Did you ever see the movie Surrogates with
Yeah,
Bruce Willis?
that was crazy.
Yes.
Where the real people are laid up in this bed,
Yeah.
and they're like their robot selves are out doing their thing, and they look like they're human, but they all look perfect. And then they show the people getting out of their beds. They have like acne, and they're all fucked up looking.
How
I
far?
mean, that's kind of where that goes eventually,
100%.
if it's allowed to play out.
Do you know the meaning of meta? Do you know the meaning of
No,
meta?
what is the meaning of meta?
It means death in
Oh,
I believe Greek,
the
and
death birds.
yeah, pretty much it's non-reality. It's the artificial world. It's dead world, you know?
Did you guys see? I think it was, what podcast was it? Maybe Dave Smith, but it was Mark Zuckerberg and I think Dave Smith doing a podcast in the metaverse where they're wearing their headsets and their avatars are talking to each
No,
other.
that was Lex Friedman. I saw that.
Friedman, that's right.
I
Lex.
saw
Oh
that.
shit.
Yeah. I
Chad,
gotta
check
it
that
was
out.
so realistic. It's crazy. Lex Friedman
Yeah.
was saying, like, so he doesn't like to do interviews through Zoom, even though he does. But he was saying, like, this felt so real, like it was unbelievable. And when you're looking at it, you're only seeing it in 2D, but they're actually doing it. And it's 3D immersive because they're in the set, but you're watching the video of it on screen. Dude, it is uncanny. Like, it gets like if you move your eyebrow, a fucking hair, like blink a little differently, laugh, lines and shit. It's so realistic that I see the allure of it. Like, you feel like you're really there with the person. Like, this is cool, but we know that we're kind of miles away from each other. In this, you could have a black background or whatever background you want, and it seems like you're really right there together.
Yeah.
And it's cool for shit like that, but I could definitely see how people are going to want to live in that verse. They're going to want, because like you said, you could have whatever avatar you really want. Like, you don't need to be a fat slob or whatever that you are, or have a scar on your face or anything. Like, you could be a perfect whatever representation of yourself in that world.
Well, look at Ready Player One. That was pretty much everything in a nutshell. Like the way they had it.
Literally, I'm in a nutshell. Remember that from Austin Powers?
That's pretty much what they want to do. They want to have people just indoors, living in these little shit houses,
I mean,
I recommend that movie. Yeah.
what's it called?
Ready Player One.
Ready Player One.
Yeah, I think Spielberg did it actually. It uses a lot of the 80s movies as like a retro kind of thing, like Back to the Future, the DeLorean was in it,
Dude.
King Kong was in it, all the video game characters, yeah.
Oh,
Back
wow.
to the Future is one of my favorite trilogies ever.
Mine too, yeah,
Anybody
definitely.
who rips on Back to the Future 3, go fuck yourself, because I still liked it.
I loved it. I thought it was a great ending.
Me too, dude.
The train was awesome.
Chad, you a Back to the Future fan?
I love Back to the Future.
Dude,
Fucking great movie.
Marty McFly is the man, but Michael J. Fox is just I don't know what it is about him and the characters he's played, but every movie, every TV show that he's done, I love.
Team. Yeah.
Family Ties.
Family Ties is great. That's where I watch that all the time. Alex P. Keaton.
Yeah. How hot was Courtney Cox in that show?
Do you
remember that? That was his girlfriend on there. Like that was like one of her first roles.
Right. And then Tracy Pollan came on and then he married her.
That's right. Another
She was his girlfriend on the show and then they married.
Yep. Pretty well. Alex P. Keaton, man. Had his name in his underwear. But I think that we're going to leave the show there on a good note, folks. Go watch Back to the Future and get back to the future if you could. All you got to do is hop in your DeLorean, get that baby up to 88 miles per hour, and you're gonna see some serious shit. but the Cybertruck, Chad, does look like the DeLorean kind of, right? Stainless steel.
Well, stainless steel, yeah. But
stole, like some styling cues, boxy. I think they styling cues from it. So
yeah, he used it as a model, I think. Like
Chad, I don't know if you saw, but I had McLaren and Jack Daniels did a special edition whiskey for 2024. I guess McLaren's like Lamborghini or Ferrari, some kind of car.
Yeah, that makes supercars, yep.
Yeah, F1 supercars.
So I had that for my birthday and it's delicious. And it's so funny. So it's McLaren and Jack Daniels, and all over the bottle is "Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive." I'm like, understand it, don't do it. But why is a car company teaming up with an alcohol company telling me not to drink and drive?
Right,
like subliminally, they're telling me.
Definitely odd.
Is the bottle in the shape of a car?
No, I think I posted a picture of it on.
Oh, that would have been cool.
To Instagram or Facebook or something. But
they missed a hell of a marketing opportunity there.
Yeah.
100%, man. 100%. But it's delicious, people. So if you can find that, grab it. It's a good treat. And it puts hair on your nuts, is what my grandfather told me.
Perfect.
So if you're looking, if you're a biological female and you want to become a male, drink some Jack Daniels with McLaren and you'll grow balls and get hair on them. Anyhow. that's us putting the shit.
Oh, now we're gonna get fact checked.
Yeah, please don't do that to me, fact checkers, because that one was from not the truth, but I'm not afraid to admit it. When I'm lying, I'll let you know, or when I'm joking. But anywho, we are the Gracious Two. We will continue to put the shit in bullshit. Next week we have a cool guest. Let me pull that up real quick.
What we got?
It is somebody cool. I should know it. I usually do, but
is this John DeChristopher?
It is John DeChristopher.
Yes.
Johnny D
was my John DeChristopher. I call him John. He was my Zildjian rep until he retired. I think he retired about 10 years ago, but he's the guy that signed me to Zildjian, made me an endorsee of Zildjian. The symbols, if people don't know what Zildjian is, Zildjian is one of the oldest companies in the world. It started in like the 1400s back in Turkey.
Should I let the audience know, Chad, what I'm doing for this? I'm dressing up in the old red and white monkey suit with the Zildjian symbols. And I'm,
Great.
That's next week, folks. So be here at Tuesday at 1 p.m. for that. Get ready. It's going to be a fun show. And Gigi Campbell, hopefully we get you on here someday.
Yeah, she's looking at other dates.
Cool. We know we'll you're see. A busy girl, but we love you, and we love Joan Jett. So hopefully everything went well on that, on your phoners today. But we love you, Joan Jett. Keep rocking. We love you, Gigi. And we love the Gracious audience.
That's right.
Sure.
Please follow, like, subscribe, and comment. All that good stuff.
Absolutely.
And